It has been an awesome day in the studio, and it's just got even better. Yeah, our guests have been phenomenal, and I had a mystery guest come in today because I wasn't aware, Jackie, that you were coming in today, so you've been an extra special. She's just put her sunglasses on because she's super cool. Jackie, thank you so much for coming in and joining me today. Look, the interviews today have been so great, and they've just got better now that you've come and sat in the chair. And the reason why you're here is very specific to IPL Radio, which I think is really great. So share with us why you're here with us today.
So I've come along today to share about the Mental Health Professional Network. Runs every once a month throughout the year. The events are held at Connections WA in Port Kennedy. It's free to attend. It's designed for health professionals, but it's inclusive to all members of the community.
When you say health professionals, there's a lot of teachers out there and things like that who are also providing that kind of support to their students, you know, coaches, things like that, that they may come under that little umbrella as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we do see that. Like, we've in following attendance over the months, we will have therapists, teachers, education assistants, counsellors, social workers, parents, members of the community that just are interested or affected themselves by issues of mental health. The range is across the board.
And it is such a huge and prevalent issue in our community at the moment. Times are tough for so many. So mental health is something that does deteriorate when you've got a lot of pressure on yourself or your family and things like that. It's so great that we have these services in Rockingham and you're here to advertise them. Tell us a little bit more about what's being provided.
So Andrea Groom, the owner of Connections WA, she's also the principal psychologist. Andrea's very focused and a great advocate on professional development and growth. So because of that came the Mental Health Professional Network. Only is like a quarterly event, but Andrea wants to give that to the community or offer it to the community on a monthly basis and have a wide range of topics covered. We also look at really people that are in their current evidence-based practice, like they're researching, they themselves followed this model and they're getting great results. So it's really to share what's working out there, but not what was working out there 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but what is currently working out there. And you can see that by this month we had two of the OTs from Connections WA, Maddie and Kelsey, and we noticed that, and it was supporting individuals with autism, and we noticed a number of people that attended, and not just from Rockingham. We had a lady come from the Swan Valley, Leederville, Coburn, you know, it was all around. So to
just shows the need, the need for, you know, workshops and things like that to be put on.
Yes, there is a massive need. And to have it in Rockingham, Kwinana, because really post-COVID, we all know mental health is a huge factor in this area and WA, Australia-wide, you know. So this is something we can't ignore. It's here. If we don't try to support, engage and grow in this area, we can't provide the best support. And that's what happens through having these monthly events, you know. And to I noticed this lady here, Heidi, from our feedback sheet, attended in February, and it was Dr. Tony Fitzgerald. She's put on here, very informative, well-delivered, and also so grateful for the free access to professional development.
Free access to professional development. Yeah. You know, there's so many organisations you have to pay for training, but you're actually providing it. And, you know, the benefits of providing this kind of training will only benefit our community and our kids.
And the fact that anybody can attend, yes. You know, like I just think it's a service there that people need to take the opportunity to come along to at least one. You would be surprised what you will get from attending. And it's not just like the talk itself, but there's always links to
information. You know,
information,
yeah.
There's resources. Some of them will have handouts. There'll always be further information to go to and how you can actually implement that into your life, your practice, or, you know, whatever your needs are. So
you have a year program booked out in terms of what you're going to deliver?
We do, which takes a lot of time. Yeah. And energy and research to be dedicated.
Can I ask you, how did you know what programs to deliver to the community? Was it about consultation? Was it about need? Did you see within the community a need for an autism-specific workshop that you went, right, we can cater to that? Is that how you design the program?
Well, that is exactly how we've designed it. And autism itself, like we know in our community, there are different ways of people are dealing with autism. So to actually get some current evidence-based material on that is essential to keep people in line, you know, to ask questions, to research themselves, to get more informed, you know, in these areas. So
And when it comes to autism, there's a lot of people waiting for diagnosis.
Yeah.
And when you're waiting for, you know, for maybe your feelings or your gut feelings to be justified or to get that paper that gives you that diagnosis, in the meantime, you're just waiting. But you're offering workshops where people can go that's open to anyone. If you believe your child is on the spectrum or even you're on the spectrum, you can attend these workshops.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to get more informed.
Oh, yeah.
You still have to sort of follow the same process as a parent or individual, but you're networking with a group of people that are health professionals, so you're also getting to know what services are in the area. You're getting the material to go on and to find out further, you know, to get more, to grow the information around that area. And I think for health practitioners as well, it is so important to keep up your professional development. I mean, some people have studied 20 years ago, you know, so that's why, you know, practices are changing all the time and you've got to keep current.
You do.
Yeah, to be able to really support and help people, you have to keep current. And this is what these presentations offer. And I must also say that with this, it's quite costly to run these monthly events. As you're aware, they're free to attend. Roughly estimated it's $20,000 a year.
How do you do that if it's costing the business $20,000 a year to run these types of services for free to people?
Yep. So that's the thing with Andrea from Connection WA. She supports largely these events, but also, on that note, wish to acknowledge the donation made recently by Rockingham Rotary, who recognise and value the need for bringing in guest speakers on relevant topics into our local communities.
Yay to Rockingham Rotary, because without organisations like
That's right. But to continue on, in order to keep these monthly meetings available to give people that opportunity. We're also seeking donations from people in the community who align with these values and understand the importance of offering this education on current evidence-based practices to mental health practitioners and to the community. So if there are people out there, you know, that these monthly presentations align with, they can see the need, they want to help, please, please, you know, contact us at Connections WA Port Kennedy.
Look, I'm just looking at some pictures of, you know, the people that you're presenting to and things like that, and playing devil's advocate here. If you're a business and you possibly could contribute to even one workshop happening, you potentially have a lot of people you can promote your business to, especially if your business aligns with the values and things like that. You've got a lot of clients there that might be interested in Absolutely. Your services, your products, things like that. So how do people, if there's a business that goes, hang on a second, this does align with my core values, this is an opportunity for me, how do they get in contact with you and find the information of how much it costs to support a specific workshop?
So if they'd like to contact me or Andrea, they could contact me on support@connectionswa.com.au, and that's also the same way to get in touch with Andrea. We've also got the Facebook page, Connections WA, so psychology and counselling. If they, you know, get on there, they can send a personal message. So, yeah. Or contact me direct. I'll call 0417 930 153 or Connections WA.
I'm actually going to get all of that information, post on my Facebook page as well during Please the do. week, find out what programs that you've got and make sure that that's entered into my calendar too. I never know what might come up that may interest me, you know, in terms of being on the radio, upskilling and being aware of things like that are very, very important.
So our next one coming up will be on Wednesday the 1st of May. Start time's 5:30, 15 minutes networking, and then we go straight into 5:45 presentation. Wednesday the 1st of May will be Anne Gabonosi, and Anne's a local clinical psychologist, and she will be doing a talk on the golden shadow, how to bring out the unconscious gold from within.
Wow. That sounds
please
cool.
Please come along. Jess, you'll have to come along.
I will. That actually sounds really interesting, you know.
I think if
the
you
golden
come,
shadow.
Yeah. I think if you come to one,
you're coming to all.
Yeah, it certainly opens up your sort of horizon. Like, you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, I learned so much. And, yeah, there's always something to be gained by attending. So highly recommend.
Self-development is something, you know, you don't necessarily have to be in the field of mental health to come along and go, what can I gain from this in terms of my own self-development? Yeah. And that can be one of the keys to happiness, is actually learning new skills.
Absolutely. I think you can never stop learning. Like, it's, and particularly if you're working in that area, you know, there's always, because you're in that practice every day, it's hard to sort of make that time. So this is such an opportunity. You know, it's local, it's in Rockingham, and as you can see, or as you've heard, people travel. They travel long distances to attend, so that gives you some indication of what's, you know, of the sort of information
caliber
level
that we've got here.
Yeah.
And again, another organisation making sure that Rockingham is not only well known, we're well known for our beaches, but we're also well known for the mental health programs that we're putting
and
on
the standard,
here. And the standard
we're delivering as well. So, yeah, it's I noted that Dr. Crispell Sammy, she presented in December, and she was saying that, you know, sometimes we don't realise the volume of people that are suffering with mental health in our community. But she noted, she did a little chart for us, and a lot of people will front up at the GPs with one condition, but then will lead on to their mental health condition.
Yes.
And she noted, or she showed us with her slides, that 71% presenting to a GP are with a mental health condition.
Wow.
That's massive. You know, I thought it would be all of the other conditions, but
the roll on from that is when we actually do have you know, an issue with getting a doctor's appointment, you know.
Yeah, I have, that's right.
I have to book my doctor. I make sure I make an appointment every month to be able to have that appointment, whether it be for my kids or anyone like that. If I don't need that appointment a couple of days before, I cancel to give that opportunity to someone else. But it can be very difficult if you need a doctor's appointment, you have a cold or flu and need to see the doctor, to be able to see your local GP. And that's because 70%.
Yeah, it's just massive. Like, you don't realise until the statistics you start looking at the stats, like how, you know, the demand for help.
And this goes into, you know, first of all, you've got psychology. My reading really isn't that great. I'm going to have a look from here. And then you've got skeletal after that, respiratory. They take out basically the other part of it. And then you've got metabolic, women's health and things like that. But, God, to know that 76 to 78% of people aged to 44 years are going for psychological services. Mm.
So that just shows the strain, you know, that's on people currently in our community. So to have a free service where you can come along and get this information and to network, you can see how important and valuable it is. And it coming up, I think in September, we'll have an international guest speaker. So it will be on autism and the justice system. So where we look at, you know, how we can keep improving, building, grow knowledge, you know, it's endless. Like, we start next year's, like, 2025 gets started within, like, say, August, you know, or as people come to mind, you know, or they're recommended. Because what happens is the more you're involved with this area of expertise, the more you come across people and the more people will be sent to you as well.
And also the more that we talk about it, the more we find the need in the community for things like that as well. So I obviously see, like, such a passion from you in regards to this. Can you tell me a little bit more, Jackie, how you are involved?
So I'm the event facilitator at Connections WA, and I actually started off just with the events, like, on the first Wednesday of the month, but then I went on to do the back end of it. So I'm the person that will research or find speakers. Andrea also, so we work together as a team. But for me, it's become so interesting, and I could happily spend Saturday night reading up on, you know, work that has been, like, researchers or leaders in their field, and I'm like, oh, that's the person, you know, and the same with Andrea. So we're so passionate to sort of keep extending and growing and offering the best that we can. And if you asked me a year or so ago, maybe more than a year ago, but because I've been doing this now, I've been involved since a year last January, so over a year actually. If you'd asked me before that, I would have said sorry. But now that I'm actually fully involved, I have been to, I can say apart from one, and that was due to unforeseen reasons, that I've been to every presentation and every single one as a non-health practitioner. I have got such great value and content. The knowledge has, that, you know, it's just increased my knowledge. I've gone away, I've looked things up, I've downloaded apps.
I've shared your knowledge with others, which particularly could help other people.
Yes, I walk, talk, breathe the mental health professional network wherever I go, because I can see so many people. Like, I was, you know, it doesn't matter where I am, I could be at the shops, like,
yeah. And it helps, like, you know, and the fact that you are so passionate about it, you know, obviously that filters through to our community, which I appreciate having you come on board and share that information with me. Because you know what I love about this is I'm very much a person, when I learn something new, for it to stay in my memory, I need to share it with others. So I'm always telling people random facts about things that I've learned that I thought were incredibly interesting. Maybe not for everyone, but this kind of information is going to be helpful to others. So I'm very much appreciate you coming in and sharing this, and I'm looking forward to you sharing that information with me so I can share it on my platform.
Yes, definitely. And
and it's free, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is free. Andrew also would have liked to have come along today, but
she's busy
due
lady
to work commitments, she's unable to. But Andrea is very passionate, obviously, or otherwise she wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't be having monthly
Yes.
Monthly presentation.
And she's obviously investing heavily into this.
She's investing heavily because she can see the massive benefits to our community. So I'm hoping that people will be listening, businesses out there will get on board and support in some way to help us keep growing and offering this service. So,
and look, we're looking for opportunities for businesses to partner in this so that they can see benefits for them as well. It's not a situation you say, it's going to cost you this much, thanks very much, see you later. You actually want to develop partnerships with these businesses, promote those. You will actually be a business that's seen that's prioritising mental health, and not only that, have opportunity to share whatever services or products and things you're providing to a platform of people in the health industry, individuals within the community and things like that. So
even for their staff to attend, I think for for businesses that do get on board, for their staff to attend, I think would be of such good value to build a strong team. So, I think for team building.
And from a promotion background, you can imagine taking a photo of that and putting it on your social media. You certainly will get support of the community.
Yeah, and it's such a good cause to be aligned with as well, isn't it?
I think you have to be aligned with it now as an employer and things like that. You need to be aware that it's, it's one of those key things about getting the most out of your employee is being aware of mental health.
Definitely. So we, again, we're really, we hope that people will see the value in this and...
Oh, it's only going to get bigger and better from here. You're going to be one busy lady, Jackie. But it sounds like you love it.
I do. I very much love it. I'm so passionate about it. So
the other thing you're passionate about was Catalpa. Last time you came in here, we were talking about the...
I'm a very passionate lady.
Yeah. Well, you fit perfectly with the two guests I had before, Hayley Edwards and Donna Bates.
I did overhear a little bit about it.
Incredibly passionate leaders within our community, and I love that about them. You also... can you tell us a little bit about how the Dash went, the Catalpa Dash, how your involvement with Catalpa went, and how much are you looking forward to next year?
So the Dash is actually the Fremantle Ports Catalpa Dash.
We're going to get that right.
Yes.
Thank you very much to Fremantle Ports.
Fremantle Prison. And Fremantle Southwest Prison. Alliance. And... Yep, to Peel District Cycling Club for managing the ride, for Fremantle Fenians, City of Rockingham, City of Fremantle, there's Catalpa Group.
Look at you go, remembering. There's no notes in front of
there. There are so many people that got on board, and with their sponsorship and their promotion was just amazing. What was wonderful was the WA Historical Cycle Club got involved, and so unbeknown to me, then on the morning, or to us on the morning, we have these interesting riders with their bikes, and they're sort of dressed up in period.
That's exactly what you wanted, wasn't
it? Yeah, and they rode 30Ks on bikes ranging from 1920 to 1980. And definitely there was, you could see that would be quite tricky, especially the 19. Yeah, challenging. So that was lovely, and they're going to get more involved next year, and we're going to meet throughout during the year to try to build on that relationship, and hoping that they'll bring along their
It was the first bikes. Year that we've held the Fremantle Ports Catalpa Dash. So hopefully Fremantle Ports are going to come on again next year, and
we'll continue. That would be wonderful.
And so it will have a second one next year, which is going to be bigger and better. And what a way to see the beautiful coastline that we've got, really, from Fremantle to Rockingham down there. It's a long ride.
Absolutely. And we're working on to get more people involved, have more ride ambassadors, and we haven't as yet had our final project report, but looking to next year to have some ambassadors riding as well. yet to be confirmed.
Yeah. There's going to be some celebrity names. I know it. I can feel it.
So. Well, we're actually thinking more because they pass through different shires. So a level of shire commitment. But we're up for any ambassador. Like somebody.
Are you talking about Deb Hamlin having a
role? Well,
ride?
No, it can be. Yeah, it'd be great, Jessie.
Deb, come dust on. Dust your bike off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why
you'll
not?
You'll have to now. Yeah. It's out there.
Yeah.
But for
could be on a tag along, like a two-person
a tandem.
A tandem bike.
Tandem. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I'll have to get the WA Historical Society one of their tandem bikes.
Yep. Why not? Do it in style, Deb.
Yeah, so it will grow from strength to strength. And Fremantle Prison, you know, I've been talking with them and very encouraging their feedback and also like ways to sort of grow the Fremantle side. And we have an event coming up in May and that will be run by Fremantle. Fenians will be putting that on, and the Catalpa Adventure Committee will attend along with other people. We hope we'll get on board and can be proactive, support, promote, whatever way they could possibly be. And we'll kick off in May, and then we'll do a few things throughout the year to really try and get the knowledge and the better understanding of what the Catalpa Adventure Festival is all about.
Oh, as I said before, I love talking about it. I'll continue to talk about it because before long it's going to be next year and we're going to be here. And it's That's such right. a historical event that kind of is different to any other that I'm a part of, which I love. And it kind of...
Oh, you were down there, Jess,
weren't
you?
I was working, yeah. I worked. What I really loved about it was the day before they had the Gaelic football.
Yeah.
And one of the teams couldn't come. But so the Belldivis Brumbies AFL side put forward a side. So the Fenians were versing the Belldivis Brumbies.
Oh, really?
Which was incredible. It was incredible to watch. It was fun. The kids wanted to be a part of it. It was a great match to spectate at. And I absolutely, well, I love sport in general anyway, but it was a fun atmosphere. The Fenians were a great side and they were too strong in the end for the Brumbies for sure, but the Brumbies were competitive.
Yeah,
they were
that's
competitive.
Fantastic. Yeah. I must admit with the Gaelic football, the lads from that, they've just been amazing. They've been so supportive, and I know a few of them were convicts as well on the day at the festival.
Yes.
The play. So,
yes.
Yeah. But I actually met Hugh and Paddy in Bunbury a few weeks before at the St. Patrick's Festival, and I was busy giving out flyers. I was door knocking.
Networking.
Yeah, networking in the pub and all. And they sort of, in different areas actually, because they had lots of amazing, it was the St. Patrick's Day event festival month. It was a whole weekend festival. But they helped me to give out pamphlets. They sort of looked out for me, and on Facebook they've been sharing all our posts. They've really been supportive and proactive, so a big thank you to them, a big thank you to all our supporters, and a big thank you to the committee. You know, like,
yes,
they have everybody on it has been amazing. It's been a privilege.
Tourism
to be
Rockingham
it.
Yeah, they were incredible.
Street Hassle. Oh,
we had Shelford be a part of it as a sponsor
that's
as
right,
well.
Shelford.
Laurie Smith on his own. He's just he's a machine,
Laurie.
That man.
Laurie, what can I say about Laurie? Incredible.
Laurie like, Smith.
Great leader.
Performing Arts Centre.
Yes, I
saying.
Heard a whisper about that. The Laurie Smith
who's
Performing
putting,
Arts. It's got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Who's putting that out there? I don't know.
Well,
it's just like everywhere I go, people are saying
you know
that.
What it's like, Jess, if you hear a rumour. Generally, there's truth behind it. So.
Yes. I don't know. Sometimes when you hear a rumour, it's just someone spreading a rumour. But you know what?
Whisper.
This rumour.
A whisper's different.
Yeah. This is, we're trying to maybe make it happen.
I think it should happen.
I think it should happen too. You've got support here at IPL for Laurie Smith and the Performing Arts
Centre. I'm a number one supporter. So definitely
And all of the committee I know would be 100% street hustle.
Yeah.
So many people would be 100% behind a Laurie Smith Art Centre.
So stay tuned for the dates for next year for Catalpa, but also stay tuned for Connections WA, who are having workshops once a month, which provide free mental health workshops. And these are run by professionals, and they're open to not only mental health professionals, but everybody. They've got dates booked up until November, and they cover so many different things. Autism, one, we've got eating disorders. I'm just looking at some of the things they've got. Mental health for men, which I think is, it says transformational men's behavior. You know, these are workshops that people are trying to source everywhere. We've also got shared care or divided lives, what's best for children when parents are separated. And that's a really good one as well. The amount of really valuable workshops that you've got here are incredible, and the fact that we have them in Rockingham, I said it before, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna have people traveling from Joondalup, traveling from elsewhere in the state to come to these workshops. They will book out. How do people book?
So that's a very good question, Jess. So
I notice you've got a little QR code there.
Yes, there's QR code here. So to get on, to get involved, or to get this free professional development
connections,
they can register, go online to the Mental Health Professional Network, log in, and if they're not already registered, they'll need
which is easy to do.
Yeah, yep, it's straightforward, because by registering, they're going to also, when their attendance is noted, they'll also receive a certificate of attendance, which they can use for their professional development. Mm. So they need to register anyway.
And what a thing to have on your resume, really.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, I think as a health practitioner, a teacher, you know, whatever
going for
it is,
any job in any industry.
Yeah, really any job to show that you are, your professional growth is, you know, you're passionate, and particularly mental health, because it doesn't matter if you're part of a team, you're a leader, you have your own business, whatever it is, mental,
you're aware.
Yeah, you have that awareness and you have that sort of knowledge. But yeah, no, it's definitely worth attending. So get on to, if you're interested, you want to come along. You don't have to come to every month, but please at least try one. Hop on to the Mental Health Professional Network, register, create your account, log in, go to Connections WA, it'll take you to the Rockingham Kwinana, or in the search engine, go to Rockingham Kwinana. You type in that and it will come up with the to log in or register for upcoming events, and then it will take you to Connections WA Port Kennedy.
Encouraging all my listeners to actually do that. Put some professional development into yourself. You won't regret it, absolutely. And I'm hoping from this show that you get a lot more registrations. I'm going to share it, as I said, on my platform. Jackie, you're a wealth of knowledge. I love you coming in and sharing it with me.
I love coming in. And I very much appreciate, you know, the opportunity as
Anytime.
Well. And that's what mental health community radio, right?
Is all about.
Yeah. So
nail on head there. Donk.
So, yeah, if we can get the word out there, we can help the community as much as possible. And also I might add that the City of Rockingham, Elaine Jenkins, she's very proactive, and she, along with a colleague, put together the community directory. So hop online for that, and that is under the City of Rockingham. But the community directory holds such a collection of numbers when in need. So a lot of useful numbers in that. And they've also just brought out a little pamphlet on domestic family violence of helpful numbers and services. So it's definitely
very, very important information to have out in our community.
And we probably wouldn't have been that so aware of that, but Elaine Jenkins from the City of Rockingham came along to one of our presentations.
There you go.
So, you know, that's how we find out.
That's where you see the cycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
The donut effect, as Donna Bates would say.
Yeah, and Elaine, last time she came along, she brought along all the pamphlets, the new pamphlets for domestic family violence. So there's a whole wealth of numbers on that. And I was at an event the other day. Actually, it was Mind the Walk on their committee.
It's coming up.
It is. So Mind the Walk as
Let's
well.
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
Because I loved being a part of it last year. I learned about the thrombolites, which I did not know existed right there in Lake Richmond, and they're some of the oldest living fossil things in the middle of the lake. I learned so much, but not only that, I had fun with my friends just walking around the lake, and the little chalk the walk things that were written along, because I know that you work with Mark as well.
Yes.
Mark was a part of it. It was an incredible event, one that I think is only going to get bigger and better. I highly enjoyed it, and I can't wait to do it again this year.
Yes, so it'll be kicking off again, and as you know, like when you put these events together, it doesn't happen overnight.
No.
So already plans are being made. We're meeting once a month at the moment. But I did bring one of those pamphlets along, and it was Mark actually. He was like, wow, that's got such good content. But with the Mind the Walk event, the walk has changed. It's been a little bit more there's a little bit of a change in the route.
Okay.
So whoever went last year, this is going to be
different.
Yeah, this is going to be different. So come along. And also there'll be it will be at the same place, the actual gazebos, and there'll be a road, Rockingham
Rotary.
It's
a perfect spot.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I love that spot.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a perfect spot to kick off.
Couldn't pick a better one. And Rockingham Rotary will be running a sausage sizzle, and there'll be there'll be like your tea and coffee and who knows what else, because that's still work in progress.
I'm going to have to get my
business. The animals will be there, you know, the wildlife. And
I'm going to have to get my business involved as well there.
Hopefully IPL will be coming along.
Why not?
Yes. So there'll be a whole sort of range of something for everybody to suit their interest, but also on the mental health level, there'll be a lot of information and education. Connection WA will be there actually. They will have their information tents set up, along with some resources and activities.
Anything that pulls the community together.
There'll be games.
Yeah.
There'll be, there'll just be a whole selection of things to do at the event. So highly recommend. Keep it in your diary, the beginning of November.
She's looking for the date. Well, it's only just really, you're only just progressing. And like I said, I'm going to be letting my listeners know that you need to be there.
Sunday, November the 3rd.
Put it in.
Also, that will be the last Sunday of Castaways as well. So you can head on down after you've done the walk and you've enjoyed the various activities.
And you can get down to the Rockingham foreshore, the winner of the 6PR Best Beach.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the beautiful Rockingham foreshore, Chandler's Kitchen, great restaurant, but there's also, you know, Rustico's, the Pink Duck, all of those great places where you can go and enjoy a lovely lunch.
Yeah, and I've got to say big shout out as well to Rockingham Rotary, that's a fabulous event, you know, to bring together. And we can never, as I've said before, you can never know enough about how to get support.
Palm Beach Rotary involved as well? They were involved last year.
Sorry, yes, I think they are.
Yep. Palm Beach Rotary as well, like the Rotary organisations in general.
Well, it's the same. Actually, same with the Catalpa, the Rockingham. The Palm Beach Rotary and the Rockingham Rotary did offer assistance, and the Lions club as well.
I'm
so
always singing their praises but here.
I don't think people realise like how much Rotary in general, like the Lions Club, they all do for the community, and even like the funding they offer, you know, to assist different
schools,
community groups, schools.
They go to schools. Yeah. You know, if you're looking at the colour that's, you know, being placed strategically around Rockingham that makes you smile, the beautiful artwork that has been placed on dull walls that you look at now and you go, wow, that's effective, that makes me smile. That is Palm Beach Rotary, and they are committed to making sure this environment is definitely not dull.
Yes, that's
right. It's colourful,
so
it's creative.
All those, they're very strong, very proactive. Palm Beach Rotary and Rockingham Rotary. So, yes, you're right. Rockingham and Palm Beach Rotary are involved in Mind the Walk. So, big shout out to all of those.
Jackie, you're so lucky. Mo from Mo's Mondays, Mo's Autism Mondays, isn't in today, and we've gone a little bit over. It is now 10 past 12, which means it's the end of my show. But I could talk to you all day.
Likewise, Jess. We'll have to organise another catch-up.
Yeah, definitely. And you know the chair is always open. You can come in and talk about all these event workshops. Prompt us all to remember to book in and let us know. Maybe we'll run a little bit in-depth conversation, maybe post one of these workshops to talk about what we've learned, but also pre the next workshop to maybe spark a little bit of interest within our community to get enrolled in your next mental health workshop, which is at Connections WA. But you have to go to the Mental Health Professional Network page to be able to book these workshops. Look it up and then book yourself in. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to the next one, 1st of May, The Golden Shadow, How to Bring Out the Unconscious Gold Within.
So it's sitting there with all of us.
Sounds like a good book.
Tap into it. So yeah, come along to the professional development, listen to these presentations. There'll always be research, resources and
thank
handouts.
You so much to everyone who has been listening to the Jess Address. As I said, I've never received so many messages before about people that were interested in my show. So I'm so happy that my community of listeners is growing
fantastic.
And that got that ability to message me and let me know that they enjoyed my interview. So, yeah, thanks so much to everyone who sent me messages today. You've definitely put a smile on my face. I'll be back next week. I'm not sure who I've got coming on the program, but I can tell you it'll be great listening. And Mo's not in next, so yeah, listen in to IPL Radio. It's a great mental health radio station covering your community. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, Jess.